something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Maiduguri, off Dambor Road, opposite CBN Quarters, beside NNPC Depot, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., and Fridays, 5 p.m. for prayer meetings. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-571-4362. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah.
Devil, you are a liar. They didn't go every time.
I feel so sorry for myself. When they said mothers went behind, I don't know what to do.
Went behind. They say, where are your children? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Oh, some of them will tell you how they did it, how they acted their faith. They refused anybody. When it was, now all barren women come out. Me, barren, not me. They refused to go. Say, I don't need prayer for barrenness. I'm not barren. The children are yet to come here, but they're coming. They didn't say amen at the prayer for barrenness. They were ready to pray for barren women because they have come.
Glory to God.
See, they've come to the point in their lives they have found out that no one in Zion could be barren. Could be barren? No one. Not in Zion. Not in Zion. Glory to God. Sure. Now you got to know some of them. They're not crying out there. Don't know what's happening to my children. Don't know. Mm-mm. They send that little boy out. They say, you go and win. You come back a king. That's all. You come and say, well, we found your son. He said, not my son. Why? I sent him out and he's coming back a king. I say, what kind of a woman is this? These are women with authority. They've come to understand their calling. Lay hands on their children. Say, you go. That child can't come back but the way I declared. They say there's an accident on the road to that school. Already, they haven't even heard whether anything happened to any child. They're already being carried by somebody. Please, don't follow me. They're fainting just for hearing it. Now I tell you about the Archbishop's story. A young girl fell down and died, broke her head. And this woman went to the pastor and said, Pastor, come and raise my daughter. And the pastor said, what happened? Then she fell down. She broke her head. And the doctor said, she's dead, but she cannot die. Doctor, and she said, Pastor, she cannot die. And the pastor said, and they went. They got to the hospital, several people there already. She said, Pastor, pray. Raise her up. Listen, she wasn't doing that. Oh, please. She said, Pastor, pray. And he was the one who was shaking in his boots. And the woman was asking, pray, she'll be well, pray. She's just waiting for the prayer so she can carry her baby out of here. They say she's dead. She said, mm-mm. She cannot be dead. Pastor, pray. Pastor said he was afraid to pray. He didn't know what to do. All his trembling hands, he put his hands over that child's head. Said when he looked at the head had already been so big and broken. Pray, Pastor. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Well, then he laid his hands and prayed, and the baby went, came back alive. I told you about that dear lady who said, Mr. Roberts, I didn't ask you to have faith. I didn't ask you to believe. Leave the believing to me. You do the praying. Oh, I mean, do you understand this? There's a man who was behaving foolishly, rascally in the house. And the wife said, I know what to do. She took his trousers and took that pair of trousers to the man of God. She said, I want you to lay hands on this thing and pray. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. And the man of God said, what? This is my husband's pair of trousers. He's been drinking and smoking and running around town. I'm fed up. Sometimes he wouldn't come home. Right now he's not at home. Pray. And the man said, all right. And laid hands on those things and prayed and poured the Holy Ghost on it. Hallelujah. She took it back. By the time he came back and later on is asking for his trousers, wants to wear something, she went and brought this one. She said, this will do. He put them in. And then he said, what's been happening in the house? She said, what's the matter? Something's been happening in the house. When I was out, did anything happen? No, nothing happened. Well, he sat down. He was uncomfortable. He said, there's something about this house. It wasn't the house. But he didn't know about it. Hallelujah. He didn't know about it. Hey, he said, what's been happening in the house? After asking all those kind of questions, what's been happening, happening, finally, he said, where have you been going to church? She said, well, down the road. Then he said, I want to go find out about your church. And he went there and received the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. He went down there and received the Holy Ghost. That was the end of drinking. See, you're talking about people who don't know how to cry for the devil. Women that like to whip the devil mad. They have has a woman ever chased you with a broom? I'm talking about them women of faith. They go after the devil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They don't cry for the devil. They may not have the muscles, but they have the spirit. Are you still in this place? Oh, glory to God. Yeah. Shut yourself in and pour on those instruments of your business. Shut the world out. They can't understand how you get your promotions. They can't understand it. Everybody seems to like you. Everybody talks good about you. They can't understand it. They talk good about your job. When you're done with it, it's excellent. They can't understand why. Because you've been doing something about it. Hallelujah. Are you ready to pray tonight? When you get home, you're going to shut yourself in. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul.
I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0803-571-4362 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Maiduguri, off Dambor Road, opposite CBN Quarters, beside NNPC Depot, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m., and Fridays, 5 p.m. for prayer meetings. Thank you for joining us today. This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.